USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting a Walmart distribution center in Virginia.
Thank you for doing a great job. Keeping food on the table for the American people. You're making an incredible difference for years.
Hosting a telephone news briefing at the Capitol, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is pushing for the next phase of stimulus legislation.
As we work to address the immediate health emergency, mitigate the economic impact, and lay the foundation for a strong recovery, we must take bold action to renew America's infrastructure.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says, time out.
Well, we need to make sure that phase three actually works. We don't have any checks out yet.
Graham's biggest concern in phase three is unemployment insurance getting to the right people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working. So I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The captain of the coronavirus-stricken Navy aircraft carrier is reaching out for more help, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The captain of a Navy aircraft carrier is calling for help after over 100 sailors came down with coronavirus. The USS Theodore Roosevelt, currently near Guam, which doesn't have the space needed to quarantine that many people. The captain has written to senior commanders asking for help while all 5,000 sailors are being tested on a ship where social distancing simply isn't possible.
The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and Center for Reproductive Rights is filing a lawsuit against Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. The lawsuit being filed after abortion is listed as an elective surgery that cannot be performed under the state's coronavirus executive order. The governor's office says they're just preserving limited health care resources and medical safety equipment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has a message for kids during the coronavirus pandemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
While giving an Illinois coronavirus report, Governor J.B. Pritzker gave a portion of his speech to the kids who are stuck at home.
Take a look around. Take in the incredibly unique moment that you're living in. Yes, it's scary, and it's uncertain, and it's difficult. But if you're looking for a lesson in the fundamental goodness of people and of your community, it's right there in front of you.
With the ink barely dry on President Trump's pen as the Phase 3, roughly $2 trillion stimulus package was completed and signed on Friday, many Democrats are already asking for a Phase 4 stimulus package that includes, among other things, working on infrastructure. Republicans, including Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, are saying, hold the phone just a minute.
Well, number one, I'm not interested in any more of Speaker Pelosi's spending porn, or any other member of Congress for that matter. Number two, we just spent, with the leverage, $4 trillion. We ought to see if it works. Number three, with the leverage, we just spent $4 trillion. That's not Louisiana ditch water we're spending. That's taxpayer money. That's $4,000 billion. We have to pay it back. We borrowed it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.